the skyrocketing use of Chinese biopharmas as a source of innovation for U.S. drug developers has been viewed with alarm among certain parts of the political establishment. But for Rep. Nathaniel Morin, R-Texas, the debate over the perceived geopolitical threat posed by China's biotech industry misses the point. The United States has been too focused on measuring the outcomes of strategic scenarios with China and not paid enough attention to the input, Morin told Fierce. We talk about the growing trials that are happening in China, he continued. What we forget to focus on is that they are beating us on our ground game. They're doing things at the beginning of the supply chain that lead to the dominance on the output side of who controls the ultimate number of drugs that are important to the United States and our constituents. Morin, who represents Texas, 1st Congressional District, is a member of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. That gives the congressman a front-row seat to lawmakers' efforts to constrain China's expanding role. According to the committee's website, its members are tasked with assessing the threat posed by the Chinese Communist Party and developing a plan of action to defend the American people, our economy, and our values. The committee has been actively discussing and proposing bipartisan legislation that could impact the biopharma industry. Committee Chairman John Molinar, R-Mitch, and Rep. Debbie Dingell, D-Mitch, recently introduced the Biotech Investment National Security Act, BINSA, which would apply the review requirements of the Comprehensive Outbound Investment National Security, COINS, Act to investments in Chinese biotechnology. A similar bill has been introduced in the Senate. While everything from investments in Chinese drug developers to manufacturing and clinical research is coming under increasing scrutiny. Over the summer, Molinar also fired off letters to 4 U.S.-headquartered big pharmas conducting trials in China, citing concerns that ranged from human rights violations in a specific region of the country to trials that could inadvertently aid China's military. These tactics are a reaction to the speed with which China has come to dominate the market for drug licensing deals. According to data from Evaluate shared with Fierce, Chinese assets are positioned to account for more than 2/3 of total licensing deal value this year, up from about half in 2025 and less than 5% just 5 years ago. Morin has spoken on Capitol Hill about the issue and set out his thoughts in writing on China's aggressive push to dominate pharmaceuticals and biotechnology. Morin told Fierce that he is particularly interested in the knock-on impact on the availability of medicines. This means asking questions like, who's controlling the market? Do we have our active pharmaceutical ingredients? Are we incentivizing manufacturing here in the United States? Are we finding supply chains that are independent of China? Beyond that, the congressman is also looking at the development of new medicines and how U.S. venture capital dollars are flowing into the Chinese biotech system. Investors are interested only in profits, and they ultimately are going to chase where they think future profits will come from, he explained. That is a bad sign for the United States, because that means that the research and development, the intellectual property, and the knowledge base is going to start shifting quickly to China. It already has. Morin hails from Tyler in East Texas. While the region is exactly a hotbed of biopharma development, his primarily rural district is home to 3 major health systems, a medical school, a pharmacy school, and 2 nursing schools. Pharmaceutical development is critically important to us, he explained. But his personal interest in biotech stems from the larger conversation about strategic competition with China. It's like playing a chess game, Morin explained. Whether that's rare earth minerals, shipbuilding capabilities, or pharmaceutical supply chains, all of those pieces mean something significant when you talk about influence in the world. We have to address and watch every piece on the board, Morin added. Though outside his district, Morin praised Bristol-Myers Squibb's plans for a $2.3 billion manufacturing facility in nearby Houston. The future of our pharmaceutical independence relies on companies choosing the United States, he said. Morin also drew attention to the Working Families Tax Cuts, a law signed in 2025 that allows companies to immediately deduct 100% of eligible domestic R&D costs from taxable income, with the aim of lowering tax bills and freeing up cash to reinvest in future projects. Additionally, the bill allows for permanent full expensing of physical capital, machinery, and new facility construction to incentivize the construction of biomanufacturing plants on U.S. soil. It also delayed eligibility or exclusion from Medicare drug price negotiation for certain orphan drugs, making them more profitable therapies. This went a long way to help incentivize reshoring manufacturing, not just for pharmaceuticals, but for other industries, according to Morin. Making the U.S. biotech industry more competitive is a multifaceted approach and includes identifying private-public partnerships where research, particularly in colleges and universities and medical institutions, can grow significantly, so that we spend the time necessary to see the next generation of pharmaceuticals that need to come, the congressman added. Meanwhile, Morin argued that changes at the FDA are needed to make drug development simpler, less time-consuming, and less expensive for those that are developing pharmaceuticals. While he's interested in seeing the FDA's reach extended to put regulators closer to where global drugs are developed, Morin insisted the focus should be on domestic development. We need to continue to invest deeply in our pharmaceutical research here, he added. We've outsourced that to the Chinese for the past 20 years.